at the Grabiar School of Excellence in Buffalo recited the Peace Builders Pledge. They stood inside their school in front of a large display of their own artwork, colorful peace signs. The schools are partnering with U.S. Attorney William Hochul, Buffalo Police, and the Stop the Violence Coalition to promote peace.
These students are pledging to make the right choices.
Hochul noted students are going beyond just a signature on a pledge. They're participating in ways to help promote peace.
These students, though, are not just signing this pledge, which will put them on the road to success in life, but also taking a leadership in helping to promote the virtues of peace and nonviolence.
I pledge to use my words to speak in a kind way. I pledge to help others as I go throughout my day.
Grabiar's fourth grader Daniel Broadus was selected to speak.
I pledge to do my part and to create peace for one and all. Be the change you want to see in the world.
Broadus has a very personal and powerful story. His grandmother was killed by gun violence in Buffalo 3 years ago when he was only 7.
My grandma got killed by a gunshot, and I'm so sad. And I want everybody to stop killing and stop the violence and stuff.
What's your message to the criminals out there that upset a family's life by doing something like that, by murdering your grandmother?
Stop killing people, do the right thing, and stop robbing, stop killing, stop all the violence, and just be kind to others.
How has it affected you?
My mom and my grandma were really close, and me too. They were very close, so it broke my mom's heart and me.
This peace pledge is designed for students to say no to guns, drugs, and bullying, and promote peace, good choices, and tolerance. Promoting nonviolence at an early age is key, preventing it from spreading into teenage years. At Riverside High School on the city's west side, students rolled out a huge paper banner. Stop the Violence Coalition President Murray Hallman joined the students.
One, two, three. That's what it's all about in the city of Buffalo, making sure it's safe, that nonviolence is the issue. We want to push to our community, not just here in Riverside, but all through the city of Buffalo.
Riverside students are also holding Peace Week with a number of activities, including random acts of kindness created by junior Josue Cruz.
I've came up with the Random Act of Kindness Day, which was to have random acts of kindness, which was basically students going around helping teachers out.
I've noticed, the school is way more peaceful. Everybody is very kind to everybody.
Aubrey Heskey is a junior at Riverside. She says promoting peace appears to be working.
Just for this week, we should expand it for more than just a week.
Junior Emmanuel Fuentes says Riverside has had its share of issues and students come from difficult neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah. A lot of us just live all over Buffalo, and there's a lot of bad neighborhoods. And when we come to school, we don't want to bring that bad negativity into school. So just bringing the kindness will just bring it into a neighborhood and hopefully stop it there, too.
Buffalo Police also joined students signing the pledge along with school officials and the U.S. attorney. WBFO News asked Deputy Police Commissioner in Charge of Operations, Kimberly Beattie, how this is different from other programs in city schools.
I think it's different because what happens in the schools actually flows out into our neighborhoods. And kids come from all different neighborhoods to go to different schools. So what happens in school, we don't want it to have a negative effect in neighborhoods. So we want to keep our schools and neighborhoods safe.
Riverside students designed and sold peace buttons, some saying no hate, and they proudly delivered proceeds to the Stop the Violence Coalition. Today at Riverside, students end their Peace Week with Positive Message Day. Meanwhile, Grabiar's fourth graders delivered a peace song. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.